You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Fairleigh Dickinson. That's who's dancing. We're going to start the show off really strong. What do I mean by that? Seth Greenberg joins us now here on 98.7 ESPN. This was our only time we could get him on the program. I said, it doesn't matter. We will lead off with you, Seth, former FDU grad, and of course played for FDU back in 1974 through 78. So you were the first person who came to mind. I said, I've got to get him on my Sunday show. Good morning. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. A great time of the year. Obviously, the tournament's been exactly what we expected. And I'd say from the selection Sunday to the end of the first weekend, it is the best week in sport. I don't care what the sport. I don't care if it's the Super Bowl, the World Series, the college football playoffs. There's no greater week of sport than from selection Sunday to the end of the first weekend.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, let's start first and foremost with FDU, right? Tobin Anderson comes in from a D2 school, really turns things around. He's got a number of players who follow him there. They beat Texas Southern 84-61, which was a really big surprise to me. Full disclosure, I did not have them winning that game. And then on top of it, pulls one of the biggest upsets, only the second time ever in the history of this dance, does a 16 seed beat a 1 seed, beating Purdue 63-58. Seth, your thoughts on this team and what Coach Anderson has been able to do with this squad?
Tobin's done an amazing job. That's an understatement, for sure. And, you know, getting those three guys to come with him so they understand his culture, his identity, and how he does things, and they could basically coach the locker room, which I think was really, really important. But it's all about identity. NCAA tournament's all about, we always say, it's about matchups. Well, if you can impose your identity in that matchup on the game, then you have a chance to win the game. And that's exactly what they've done the first two games. So, look, this is a team that lost 15 games. So, I mean, it's not like this team has been undefeated. But what it does do is it basically gets up and under you and distorts everything you want to do. They attack you offensively. They attack you defensively. They take you out of rhythm. They make you react to them. And that's what happened in these two games. Think about the Purdue game. Ball pressure buys time, swarming the post, spreading Purdue out, driving Purdue, having no fear, taking care of the basketball. Fairleigh Dickinson, they don't turn it over. They make threes. They turn you over. Those things are what they were able to do against obviously a very, very talented, very well-coached Purdue team. And it's been a great story. I mean, it really has. I'm so happy for those kids. I'm happy for Tobin. It's great for the university. So it's been a great week.
Well, let's dive into all that, right? Because first and foremost, you talk about what it means for the university, and I was just informed of this. Every win, that conference gets about $2 million, from what I understand. And so for FDU not to just win one game, but to win two, talk about what this means for that conference. Talk about what this means for Coach Anderson and also recruiting and the transfer portal moving forward. There's so much that really comes along with the success that FDU has had so far. Right, Seth?
Yeah, well, I think it's even more than $2 million per win, but they get a share is what they do. And mm-hmm. Well, for the conference, it's notoriety for the conference, it's credibility for the conference. It's, you know, basically, it doesn't just affect FDU, it affects everyone in the conference because it basically creates a vision of what's possible. For Fairleigh Dickinson, you're right about the transfer portal because you're Fairleigh Dickinson. You have good young players. They play well. You know, basically, the mid-majors or the high majors are going to go and recruit them right off your roster. But if you're Fairleigh Dickinson now and you say, wait a second, these guys came in 1 year, boom, they turned around. Look at their style of play. Look how much fun they're having, how aggressive they are. If they're another mid-major and they want to transfer down, if they're a D2 that's a really good player and want to transfer up, Fairleigh Dickinson now becomes a destination. You say, wait a second, in 1 year, look what those guys were able to do. Man, look at it. They're running all over the place. They're trapping. They're pressing. Look offensively. They got so much freedom. They play with good spacing. They play hard. Look how much fun they're having. Well, you know what? You can take that, obviously, with social media, that the attention the school's gotten, and then with your own, you know, social media department, you can create snippets to show the prospects, and hey, this is exactly how you fit in. By the way, we're going to free you up offensively as long as you compete defensively, but, you know, look how much, look at the excitement that we've created. I mean, they sold out the Rothman Center for a game in their NEC playoffs. I mean, it's been great. It's been great for the university. It's been great for the basketball program. It's great for the NEC. I just think that right now is a really good time. Now, it's hard to maintain, but when you win and get this exposure, it makes it a little bit easier to maintain.
Absolutely. Seth Greenberg joining us here on 98.7 ESPN, bright and early on this Sunday fun day. Later on tonight, 7:45 is tip-off. FDU going up against FAU. I like to say those owls who live in the mouth of the rat. Let's talk about this matchup. First things first, being a former coach, how do you refocus your guys, right? Coming off of something, again, that's only been accomplished twice in the history of this tournament, a 16 seed being a one. How do you refocus their energy and, okay, that was then, this is now, we've got to take care of business?
Yeah, 24-hour rule probably. I'm sure don't let them enjoy it. You want it to happen again. We're qualified, not satisfied. Why would we satisfied? We can be the number one seed. Why can't we beat, you know, Florida Atlantic? Let's focus on doing what we need to do. We are our habits, and let's get back to our habits. Let's get back to the things we do. Let's get back to our routine. All right. What can we give and what can we take away from FAU? How are we going to impose our identity on the game? What are the matchups that we're going to try to attack? And lay out a very specific game plan on no differently than any other game and how we're going to play. Tobin's routine will not change. Coach Anderson's routine won't change. Now, obviously, he's going to have a lot more media requests, but he's got his staff is focused. He's focused. You got to remember that. These are two D2 guys, man. D2 guys are used to, you know, getting in the bus, driving the bus themselves, pulling over at McDonald's, having a pregame meal, going playing a game and getting back in that bus and driving back. So, look, this is fun. They're enjoying it, but they're all about getting gritty. They're all about working. They're all about, you know, not having police escorts to games. They're in the trenches. So he's got a D2 staff that understands how to work and behind the scenes and do all the little things and all men on board and hands on deck. And that's exactly the approach that they will take. And that's the approach that the team will take. There's no doubt in my mind.
So as we know, Tennessee beat Duke yesterday, 65-52.
Literally and figuratively.
Both. They're looking, they're sitting back and they're going to watch this game and see whoever wins this one advances to take on Tennessee. Not only that, but at the Garden, Seth. At the Garden, you know, a driver away, right, from where they reside. So with that being said, what are your thoughts with this matchup? Are you giving FDU a shot here to possibly pull another upset? And what do you think? I think the Garden will be rocking. It will be unbelievable if they win. It'll be the first time, by the way, ever in the history of the tournament that a 16 advances to the Sweet 16, let alone be able to play at the Garden just a stone's throw from their home court. Unbelievable story here.
Look, I mean, first things first, what do they have to do? They've got to, you know, they got to take care of the basketball against a very good FAU team. They've got to be able to make some threes, and they've got to force some turnovers so they can play out of defense. They've got to spread FAU. FAU is a good team, by the way. I mean, really, really well coached. They've done a great job. And John L. Davis comes off the bench. He's the leading scorer. They play four guards. But, yeah, I mean, it would be great. I'm not going to speculate, what happens to the Tennessee. Tennessee's the most physical team in college basketball. First played a game against Duke when they knocked Filipowski right on his keister. That was a flagrant one. It wasn't called, and it set the tone for the whole game. 100% set the tone for the whole game. Tennessee outplayed. Olivia Conwell was absolutely terrific. But that was the worst officiated game I've ever seen in college basketball. If those guys advanced to the next round of Sweet 16, it's a tragedy. And Tennessee would have won anyway. But that was a poorly officiated game from all hands. I'm getting calls from NBA guys. I'm getting calls from other officials, almost embarrassed about how physical that game was. So, I mean, you play Tennessee, you got to deal with the physicality.
Yeah, I feel that this has been, Seth, I feel like this has been the underlining tone this year in the games that I have watched. A lot of times I'm looking, I'm like, oh, isn't that a foul? No, man, they are letting them play. They are letting them ball this tournament, which is great. I know we've got to let you go. You've got a Sports Center hit coming up. Really quick, who do you have winning this whole damn thing?
I still have Alabama. I think they're the most talented, deepest team. They're a team that can survive. Got certain guys not playing well. They've got great depth. They run you off the three. They protect the rim. They've got the best college prospect in the game in Brandon Miller. Great length and athleticism. I still have Alabama winning. I got Connecticut getting to the Final Four, but I got Alabama winning the championship.
Fantastic. Seth, again, so appreciate your time on this Sunday morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nita.
You got it. Seth Greenberg joining us here, 98.7 ESPN. He's got a big day ahead of him, so thrilled that he was able to pop on with us again. Attended FDU, played for FDU back from 1974 to 78. So really awesome to get him on board. 800-919-3776, the phone number. We come back, I'll preview the show for you. We're going to dive into a lot today. Obviously, it's March Madness. You know how I roll. A lot of March Madness talk. Looking forward to a number of games, including that FDU matchup that's coming your way later on tonight. Also, Stacey Dales from the NFL Network is going to join us in our second hour. She covers the Green Bay Packers. I thought it'd be great to get her on, see what is she hearing from the NFL Network pertaining to the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I do want to have that discussion with you as well. I might have a different take than most in regard to why the Jets are in this predicament. So all of that, some NBA as the Knicks beat the Nuggets last night. How about that? So we'll talk some NBA. Also, some Major League Baseball, World Baseball Classic. Too many injuries going on, especially some big-name players. What are the Mets going to do for a closer? So we're going to dive into a lot today. We've got some XFL. We got an XFL game coming your way as well a little bit later on tonight. And we're taking your calls. Let's rock and roll. It's Sunday Fun Day with you until noon this afternoon right here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We just had Seth Greenberg join us on the show. You know, I think one of the biggest things today is refocusing, right? Again, only the second time in the history of this tournament, one out of 150 that a 16 seed beat a one seed. Second time ever. Do you guys, by the way, we've got Harvey and Joe who are producing the show today. Gentlemen, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Anita. How are you doing today?
I think I'm better than you because I know you're Iona. What is a gale? Yeah, what is a gale?
To be honest,
do you not know what it? You went to school there, dude. Do you not? Oh wow, whoa, Joe. Whoa.
Does that? I mean, whoa. I do take the. I mean, I am an alum, but I went for graduate school. My undergraduate's Brooklyn College.
Oh, you should know what a gale is. Maybe I should know what a gale is.
We both should.
If anybody knows what a gale is, please call in 800-919-3776. Both Joe and I want to be informed
I'm looking at this.
What a gale is.
It looks like a form of a tiger. Doesn't look all that handsome, but it's a form of a tiger.
Really?
It's no peacock like St. Peter's, but it's a tiger.
Interesting. Okay. So Joe, just so you know, buddy, you know how much I loved Iona. I think Iona got screwed in regard to having to face UConn in the round of 64. I told you that. I didn't think it was a good matchup. But I loved what I saw from Rick Pitino, and I love what I saw from Iona this season. So I took the nine. I had Iona plus nine. And boy, did it turn around and bite me in my butt the second half of that game. Boy, they crumbled like tissue paper. Dude, what happened?
I mean, Hawkins set the tone in the second half from Jump Street immediately. And, I mean, Sonogo had the game of his life. My dad's a huge St. John's fan, so I've been watching a ton of Big East basketball this year. I was actually in the building when they played Marquette in the semifinal. They didn't play well at all, and that's the reason why I was so high on Iona. Is from the last two games of Iona's regular season in conference play to the championship game, they were playing their best basketball. I had no idea Barrick Jean-Louis was going to have the game of his life, which thrilled me to no end. But I thought that Jenkins and Walter Clayton Jr. were going to play better than they did. And again, Sonogo, I was worried about him. I didn't think he was going to put up 28 and 13. That's just...
Boy, he was a beast.
He was
nobody
a monster.
Could stop him. He was a monster.
Every single time a shot went up, it was like he had magnets in his hands. And when he put a shot up, it was like he had a magnet from his hand to the basket because it was going to go in. There was no stopping him. My only hope was that Hawkins was going to have a second bad game. In the first half, it looked like I was right, and Iona was rolling, and... It was probably the best half of basketball in the tournament, and I don't think I'm biased in that. It was the energy and the pace was tremendous. Pitino had his guys ready, and as an Iona fan, I'm just worried that this is going to be his last game, and this is going to be the lasting memory of Pitino as the head coach of Iona going out to UConn in this unceremonious fashion.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. Harvey just told me we've got some Pitino sound. Let's listen in.
I really haven't put any thought into it at all. I hear a question from you, and I think when you start thinking ahead, you always fail. And we put a lot of effort into this game, and I don't know. I don't know if it's right for me, another job. I don't know that.
So Rick Pitino, a lot of talk and speculation prior to this matchup against UConn, whether or not this would be his last season. But it was a great season, nonetheless. Like I said, I think it's unfortunate. I just think this was not a good matchup for Iona. I think if he would have gone up against a different team, maybe there would be a different result and we would see them play in the round of 32. But nonetheless, UConn advances, and now their next matchup is against St. Mary's. Just FYI, I've got UConn half and half in my brackets coming out of the West, representing the West. Half my brackets, I have UConn representing the West. The other half of my brackets, I have Gonzaga representing the West. So we'll see what happens there. 800-919-3776. This portion of the show brought to you by Sloman. Sloman's Home Security is celebrating their 100th year anniversary. You want to call 1-800-ALARM-ME to protect your home and, of course, your family. So make sure you do that. As Seth Greenberg, who joined us, he was spot on. He said, man, this is the best time of the year. I always say this is the second best time of the year because you know me, my wheelhouse is football. I love the NFL. I love playoff football. I love the Super Bowl when it's a good matchup. It's, you know, there's no, you know, I'm not even going to go there. Never mind. But considering that there are a number of higher seeds that are upsetting, like Furman advancing, granted, they lost to San Diego State yesterday. But Princeton making a run now. They beat Missouri. They just didn't beat Missouri. It was a beat down of Missouri in those Tigers, 78-63. So that was really impressive. And so now they're waiting to see the winner of Creighton and Baylor. I like Creighton coming out of there. Also, you know, probably the biggest game yesterday, last night, was Tennessee and Duke. Full disclosure, I had Duke. I laid the 5.5. I just thought, you know, Duke has looked great leading up to the tournament. Of course, they won the ACC conference tournament. And then unfortunately ran into Tennessee, and as Seth was talking, just a real physical game. Bully ball is pretty much what you saw. And but I'm not sure you guys if you've been watching. I haven't gone outside in like over 48 hours. I've been wall to wall watching all these games. I've got all three of my TVs out in my living room. It's been a ton of fun. But I feel like this has been the underlining theme. Not sure if you guys agree or disagree, Harvey, Joe. I don't know how much basketball you've been watching through work and whatnot, but I just feel like it wasn't just the Tennessee-Duke game. I just feel like the underlining theme this year in the tournament is letting these guys ball. Like the physicality and the calls that are not being made. And here's the thing. I don't have a problem with it. Like, I like it. I'd rather games be, you know, refereed this way than the alternative. And ticky-tack fouls. I can't stand that, right? Because now what's happening? Now you're putting really the onus of the outcome of the game in the hands of the refs. So now I know that there's a line to be drawn, and maybe Tennessee stepped over that line yesterday in regards to the calls that were not made against Duke. But nonetheless, if you have to say to me, all right, Anita, which way would you rather have the officiating be in this type of tournament? It would be where, yeah, they're letting these dudes ball. They're letting them like bump in the paint. They're letting the physicality happen reasonably. And I think that's what we're seeing. And I don't have a problem with that. But obviously, Seth Greenberg, who was just on with us, said that it was an embarrassment, and he was receiving a ton of text messages from college and NBA coaches who were upset with the calls that were not made in that Tennessee-Duke game. But nonetheless, Tennessee advances. They took care of Duke 65-52, and now wait for the winner of FDU and FAU, which is really, really interesting because FAU upset Memphis, FDU upset Purdue. And so now what? This is going to be interesting. This is going to be fun. Great game. Again, tip-off is at 7:45 tonight. I can't wait for it. Quick break. We come back. We'll do a quick look around, look-see. What are some of the other games on tap for today, this afternoon, and this evening? And also, just got off the phone with Mike Tannenbaum. So really cool. He's going to join us at 10:15. And then we'll follow up with Stacey Dales at 10:30. Why do I want Mike Tannenbaum on? Rich Cimini, who does a phenomenal job covering the Jets, has a great column on ESPN.com. It just dropped about 3 hours ago, really breaking down the whole Aaron Rodgers Jets situation and scenario. And something that stood out to me, which I find interesting, and I called Mike on it this morning, and then I asked him, hey, you want to come on and we can talk about it. Here's something really interesting. The Green Bay Packers, their cap hit, if they trade Aaron Rodgers before June 1st, they take a hit of $40.3 million. If they trade Aaron Rodgers after June 1st, the cap hit now reduces $25 million it reduces $25 million in 2023. So $40.3 million would have to be paid this coming season. That's the cap hit this season. If they trade him after June 1st, then the Green Bay Packers would take a cap hit of 15.8 this season. That's $25 million less in cap space. And 24.5 in 2024. How much of this is the holdup with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets? I'm just curious. Above my pay grade, right? Above my pay grade. But reading Rich Cimini's column this morning, I thought about it. And who else to call but Mike Tannenbaum, who was a former executive, as we know, with the Jets and now part of ESPN. So I spoke to Mike this morning, and I gave him those numbers. I told him to marinate in it, and he's going to join us at 10:15 this morning to break it down. Then following him, we'll have Stacey Dales on from the NFL Network. She covers the NFC North, knows Aaron Rodgers extremely well, and has her finger on the pulse of this story and this situation. So we'll get the latest from her as well. So a lot of Jets and NFL talk coming up in the second hour. And we'll also talk about the Knicks and what's going on with the World Baseball Classic. Yay to Team USA, but too many injuries happening, right? Diaz with the Mets, he's done for the season. Done. Hang him up. Done. What are the Mets going to do for a closer? And then and Altuve got hammered on his hand. And so not sure now he's going to be out. Now, not the whole season, but still. So I think there's a discussion to be had there in regard to the World Baseball Classic, and especially when it's played. So I do want to dive into that this afternoon. So still a lot more coming your way. Nita Marks with you to Sunday Funday, getting you ready for March Madness today. I'm excited. Some really good games on tap. We'll dive into those. Chris wants to explain what a gale is. Chris, you'll be first up when we get back. Okay, so hang tight, dude. Anita Marks with you, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I love March Madness. Do you guys follow me on social media? If you don't, it's okay. I won't be insulted.
No,
I'm just
do.
Asking. Did you see my setup with my three TVs?
Yes.
Oh, God, I love it. And I literally, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing. I literally did not exit my house for 48 hours. I went grocery shopping yesterday for like, I don't know, 30 minutes.
And I mean, there's people I had to go, that are trapped in snowstorms that don't leave their house for. So, I mean, what's the difference? It's just a avalanche of basketball.
Well, it was beautiful weather out. I typically don't stay indoors for 48 hours. I'm just saying, like it was a choice. It was a choice to stay in 48 hours. I watched every game. I had three TVs going, wagering on everything. Oh, so fun! One of my bucket list things is to be in Vegas for this weekend. So one of my bucket lists is to be like at a sports book Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's hopefully one day that'll happen.
I would lose a ton of money if I did that.
I'm even right now. I'm not crushing it this year. Usually I usually do very well in the round of 64, but because of the parity this year, I'm about even. I'm not winning money. I'm not losing money. I'm about even right now. So, but you know, I always tell people when you gamble, it's the price of, enjoyment. What do I mean by that? You pay money to go see a movie, right? You pay money, to go to, I don't know. I don't know why I have the zoo on my mind. Maybe because I'm from my birthday. I'm connecting the dots here mentally. Talking about bucket lists. One of my bucket lists is to have a sloth encounter. And so for my birthday, I booked it. So I'm going to the sloth encounter in Long Island for my birthday. I'm going to spend an hour with 8 adult sloths and 2 babies, feeding, hugging, petting. I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be an absolute wreck. It's a bucket list. I'm going to check that off this year. My point being is, you pay money for enjoyment, right? That's what you, in my opinion, that's why you gamble. You pay money to put money on a game because you're going to enjoy watching the game more. It's just a fact. You, even if it's a dollar, doesn't have to be more than a dollar. Just put a dollar on a game. Trust me, you're going to be more invested. and you're going to have it's going to be a much more enjoyable time watching it. Now, if your bet doesn't pay, yeah, that stinks. And, you know, but if you gamble responsibly, two things I tell people. Number one, gambling, you're paying for the price of more enjoyment in watching a product. And number two, never, never gamble more than what you can afford to lose and your life doesn't change. Because more times than not, you are going to lose. More people lose. Odds makers are the most intelligent people on the planet. So there's a reason why those odds are made and they're out there and the majority of people lose and casinos and sports books make all the money. So just keep that in mind. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Chris. Chris wants to explain what a gale is. Chris?
Well, Anita, first, if you want to have a sloth experience, just hang out with me and my friend. It's really the same thing.
Okay.
No, so it was funny. You were having the discussion about the gales. We were sitting at Buffalo Wild Wings for 8.5 hours the other day watching all the games.
And I love it.
The gale conversation came up because we were like saying, what's this nickname? What's that nickname? Trivia questioning each other. And we were like, well, what is a gale? And we looked it up, and it's basically a Gaelic person. Pretty simple. It's an Irish person of Gaelic descent.
Okay.
No more, no less than that. And if you look at the mascot,
so it's not an animal.
No, I thought it was a bird. That was my guess.
Okay, and great guess. I would imagine that there is a bird out there that very well could be called a gale. It sounds appropriate. Okay.
But yeah, we looked at the mascots, and if you look at the mascots, they look like Lord Farquaad from the movie Shrek. I don't know why, but that's what they look like.
Okay. I have to Google that.
Yeah, we were looking. We obviously took out our phones and we're looking at it. But yeah, we had the same argument about what is a gale and why did nobody know what a gale is. So,
Chris, thanks for sharing. Really do appreciate it. Joe, now you're in the know. Now you know your alma mater.
I mean, that makes sense why Killian looks the way he does. That's the mascot of Iona. So, I mean,
what does he look like? Because I don't recall this character in Shrek.
So, I mean, he's about the same height as Lord Farquaad. He's got got the red garb. So he's a shorter man. I would say, if you're gonna average it out, probably 5'6". In dark red garb, it's like a gown.
Oh, I see. Okay, now I see.
But
okay,
instead
of having
a head of hair, Killian mm-hmm. is bald with a beard. Instead, so he's got a beard and he's bald. So instead of having a luscious head of hair like Lord Farquaad, he's just bald like a monk.
So very interesting. I'm looking at this. So Lord Farquaad, to me, looks like the quarterback from the Jacksonville Jaguars, but he has brown hair. He looks like Trevor Lawrence to me. That jawline? No?
That's I had no idea that comparison was going to come up. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Right? The jawline? Oh, that's so Trevor Lawrence. Just put some blonde hair on him and yeah. That should be the Jacksonville Jaguars mascot. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor. Mitch, welcome in. Good morning.
Morning. What's happening? And great games, right?
Oh, unbelievable. I can't wait for today. Can't wait for today.
I love these Fs. I don't think you're going to make it top Princeton and F and Fairleigh Dickinson. Two Jersey schools, but you know I'm a Pac-12 guy. USC, Arizona, typical. You think UCLA can get advanced and further as far as possible, hoping Gonzaga loses today. And one more thing. I think it's to the Pack. And number one, so this trade with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, it's not going to happen until like at least past June. And who has leverage? Could Green Bay just hold him and keep him and not make the trade at all just for spite? I mean, he's not going to retire.
This is why a few things. Mitch, thanks for your phone call. I appreciate it. So you asked about UCLA. They're waiting to see the winner of Gonzaga and Arizona State. I think Arizona State is on borrowed time. So I'm sorry, TCU. TCU. I apologize. It's TCU. I think Gonzaga does advance. And I've got, like I said, I've got Gonzaga as well as UConn split representing the West. So I'm actually rooting against UCLA. Sorry, not sorry. I've got to win this bracket because, like I said, I'm pushing even right now in regard to the wagers I've made the last 3 days. Let's go to Danny in Long Island. Danny, you're up.
I enjoyed your bucket list about being in the sports bar. So basically you want to look like one of those poker players with the hoodie on, hasn't seen the sun in like 4 days. Vitamin D deficiency oozing out of your pores. Not a good look for a beautiful woman like yourself, Anita. But it's good. I can see the excitement.
Sign me up for this week, baby. I'll do it this week.
I'm walking my dog here, freezing. I was in Boca watching baseball the past week, and now I'm up in New York. You know, 70-degree difference in temperature, I think, about 25 degrees out here. But anyway, I'm listening to you talk about the sloth encounter, and I just got done perusing the internet, and there's an article, a woman had a sloth encounter nearly had a hand bit off. So please, give the sloth some room. It actually happened this week. This is not an old story. It just happened. So we need you. We need you healthy. We need you making us money for the football season. So please, give this sloth some room. And maybe behind a cage, or maybe meet the parrots. Can you meet the parrots instead? Maybe some, meerkats, something a little less volatile.
So you're worried about me and my sloth encounter for my birthday, Danny? Really? That's what this phone call's about?
I am worried about you as one of my favorite radio personalities and someone who has made me some money over the years. So please, give the sloth some room.
I appreciate it, Danny. Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. Oh, boy. Okay. 800-919-3776. I promise I'll get to how I think today is going to pan out next. And then kicking off hour number two, we'll hear from Rich Cimini. He joined me earlier this week, had a really good discussion with him in regard to what is the holdup in his mind and in his opinion. Then, of course, we've got Mike Tannenbaum on. I want to talk about the money implications. And could this be the reason why we haven't seen a move yet with Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? And then Stacey Dales is going to join us as well with an update. What does she know from the Green Bay Packers? And also, you know, Stacey has covered the Green Bay Packers for quite a few years now for the NFL Network. We've heard so many things about Aaron Rodgers, and the majority of the stuff is not good, right? Like egotistical, narcissist, blah, 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 blah. Like, I want to ask Stacey, like, what's the dude really like? So second hour, we'll do a deep dive into what's going on with the Jets, as well as the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Also, I want to talk about the Knicks. Is they beat the Nuggets. Dude, Brunson back in action. Had a great game last night. Now the Knicks have won three straight. I want to say they're 2.5 back to Cleveland. Could they make a good push? We'll take a look at the schedule, strength of schedule remaining for both the Cavs and the Knicks, what that might look like. And also, like I said, I want to talk about the World Baseball Classic. Injuries happening right now. Diaz out for the Mets. Altuve gets hit on the hand last night. You know, should we have a World Baseball Classic? Or should it be played at this point in time in the year? I think it's an important discussion to have. So we'll bring that all to you right here on 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
These guys are champions next to me. They're ACC champions. They have 27 wins. They've had a really good year. And I think I speak for all these guys. They can tell you if they feel differently, but we expected to be in this position. That's what we wanted, and that's why these guys chose to come here. And, you want to be in a position where you have a chance. We're planning to go to a Sweet 16 against a great team. And so it's hard to reflect fully right now, but I do know I'm proud I'm grateful for these guys that they've stuck with it and just they made the decision to come here and come back and all that. But it hurts in the moment right now.
Head coach of Duke, no more Coach K, Schreier. And unfortunately, they did lose to Tennessee yesterday, 65-52. We had Seth Greenberg on the show earlier this morning. He felt that it was an absolute disaster in regard to the officiating. I just feel across the board, the officiating has been like, let these guys play, let them bump it up in the paint. I don't have a problem with it. I like it. Arkansas upset Kansas, 72-71. And Princeton beat Missouri 78-63. So where does everything stand right now? Again, Harvey and Joe are producing the show. Gentlemen, I know we were talking in the break. Your brackets are D-E-A-D, dead. Mine is very much alive. Let's take a look at what's going on in the South. Later on today, Alabama takes on San Diego State. They played yesterday. So Alabama beat Maryland. San Diego State beat Furman. So they will now advance to the Sweet 16. Princeton beat Missouri, like I said. So now they wait. Creighton and Baylor are playing later on today. I like Creighton. Coming out of the South, I've got Creighton matching up with Alabama. And I'm 50-50 in my brackets in regard to Alabama advancing and Creighton advancing. Who did you guys have coming out of the South?
I had Duke.
Duke's in the East.
Sorry, in the East.
So do you have Alabama? Or do you have Arizona?
I had Baylor. I really like Baylor. I thought the Big
12. Okay, they're still alive.
Yeah, I mean, I have Baylor and I have Texas, so the top half of my bracket's still alive.
And okay, well, we're not there yet. We're doing region by region. Well,
I'm saying the reason why I brought up Texas and Baylor is just because the Big 12 to me is the best conference, and they're happier than anybody to not play conference play anymore and actually get different teams on their schedule.
I'm sure, so they're not beating up on one another. Harvey, who did you have coming out of the South?
You know, I've been so caught up in so many things that I didn't really, not say care, but I didn't really like focus on regions per se.
Okay.
I had Duke as one of my final four, but the fact that they lost last night was pretty gut-wrenching for my bracket, so.
I would imagine if you have him going to the final four. So looking down in the East, I think very few people had FDU going up against FAU. Now, I did have FAU upsetting Memphis. Did not have FDU upsetting Purdue, that's for sure. Again, that game is at 7:45 tonight. We'll all be rooting for FDU because if they do win, they take on Tennessee here at the Garden. Can you imagine how crazy the Garden will be if that's the case? Oh my gosh, sign me up. I need to know somebody who's got tickets to that. I want to go. Kentucky is is facing off against Kansas State later on today. I like Kentucky coming out of there. Michigan State going up against Marquette. I think Michigan State pulls the upset. Marquette is the 2 seed in the East. Again, I've got Tennessee advancing to the Final Four out of the East. In regards to the Midwest, Houston beat Auburn. Houston finally really bringing it together and taking it to Auburn, especially in the second half. So they advance. They're waiting to see the winner of UM and Indiana. Now, I had Drake upsetting Miami. They look good in the first half. Miami came through in the end. But Indiana, boy, they look good. And I think their bigs, what's going on in the paint for them, I think is going to be too much for you. This is going to be a really interesting matchup, right? Because you've got Miami, who's got really phenomenal guard play. And then, of course, you've got Indiana with Davis. And he 24 points and 11 rebounds he put up against Kent State. So two different styles of ball. What wins? That's going to be really interesting. I'm really excited for that matchup. Pittsburgh advanced, so they're taking on Xavier. Really not a big deal to me who wins that because I do have Texas making their way to the Elite Eight, but I have Houston coming out of the Midwest, and the region of death, as they like to call it, is the West. So as I said, Kansas upset by Arkansas, so they've advanced. Now they're waiting to see the winner of St. Mary's and UConn. That I had in my bracket. I've got UConn advancing and making it to the Elite Eight. UCLA, now very, really interesting. They're missing their best defensive player in Clark. Can they continue? They beat Northwestern yesterday. Can they continue? Gonzaga has to get past TCU. I think they do. And then I'm really intrigued with that Gonzaga-UCLA matchup. I've got Gonzaga going up against UConn. And again, out of the West, 50-50 with my brackets, Gonzaga and UConn representing. And then, of course, I've got a variety of Alabama, Houston, and Creighton winning the national championship. So that's where my brackets stand. So again, today, you want to put some money on anything. I like Creighton. I'll lay the points against Baylor. I don't have a feel. I don't have any conviction in regard to FDU and FAU. I just don't. I know my heart's going to be rooting for FDU. I've got Tennessee coming out of that bracket, so it really doesn't matter to me. I do like Kentucky. I do like Michigan State. I'll take the points with Michigan State. I think they win outright. Again, I do like Indiana. So give me the points. Give me the points with Indiana. I think they upset University of Miami. No conviction with Pittsburgh and Xavier. Doesn't matter to me. Again, I've got Texas advancing out of that lower bracket, out of the Midwest. I do like UConn. I'll lay the points with UConn against St. Mary. And I do like Gonzaga. And so I'll lay the points with Gonzaga beating TCU. That's what I like today, just FYI. All right, we come back. We'll kick off hour number two. We'll hear from Rich Cimini. We also have Mike Tannenbaum coming your way in about 15 minutes. Really thrilled. I called him this morning. I want to talk about the money implications in this Aaron Rodgers situation with Green Bay. I think this might shed some light in regard to what the holdup is. So excited to get Mike Tannenbaum on. And Stacey Dales from the NFL Network, who covers the Green Bay Packers and knows Aaron Rodgers probably better than most. You know, we hear so many negative things about Aaron and who he is as a human being. I thought it'd be great to get Stacey on just to clarify what are her thoughts about Aaron Rodgers. So all that coming your way this next hour. And we'll open up the phone line. Jets fans, let's have the discussion. 800-919-3776. How frustrated are you? Like, get the deal done already, right? You know, are you a few questions here I'm going to throw out. Is Aaron worth considering that chances are you're only going to get him for 1 year? If he was 90% on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week, he said prior to him going into that dark room, whatever, he was 90% towards leaning towards retirement. Knowing that, are you willing to give up a first round pick to get him for 1 year? 800-919-3776, because that's what, apparently, what's being reported, that's what the Green Bay Packers want. 800-919-3776. Let's have the discussion next, right here on 98.7 ESPN.